This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. We're spending some time this week looking at how cities are recovering from pandemic-era shutdowns. What got our attention was a study from the University of Toronto looking at which downtowns are improving and which are not. We can learn something from cities in California specifically. That state alone is one of the top five biggest economies in the world. Today we visit one of the most improved cities when it comes to revitalization, Fresno. Marketplace's Nova Safo visited and filed this report.
For decades, Fresno has been working to revive its downtown core, where large 1920s-era buildings sit mostly empty. A key part of that effort is to entice people to downtown for something other than office work. Like a monthly street festival with food vendors and merchants called Art Hop. It takes advantage of a Fresno strength. Artists and galleries have moved in where businesses have moved out.
So this is the Japanese art of Raku, but I've Americanized it.
Artists like Nanette Matos, who runs Clay Hand Studios.
We are membership focused. We survive and pay the rent, and all the funds that the members put in go towards this.
The space Matos's organization occupies is cavernous. She says it was once an auto dealership. In the back, there's a workshop and kilns. Finished pieces are displayed out front. Matos says she would not have been able to afford such a place elsewhere.
If you are willing to be a part of the growth and get into these older places and help revive it, there's a great opportunity for affordability.
Fresno's downtown also benefits from regular crowds that show up at its minor league baseball stadium and from a diversified workforce that has to show up in person. Healthcare workers at a major hospital, factory workers in giant structures in downtown's periphery. So, foot traffic in downtown Fresno hasn't just recovered from the pandemic, it's surpassed pre-pandemic numbers. And now the city wants to add more residents. We're entering a giant, empty, concrete and brick building. William Dyke, a developer, is unlocking heavy metal doors.
So this is where the JCPenney used to be?
They occupied the entire building. Yeah, it's six floors above ground, one below.
The JCPenney building has been empty for three decades. The inside is nothing but concrete beams and dusty floors. There are giant holes in the center where escalators used to be. Dyke plans to build 140 apartments here within view of the baseball stadium.
We don't have any concern about filling the units. Downtown has one of the hottest residential markets that's out there. One, because it's becoming more popular every day, and two, there's very limited capacity. There just hasn't been a lot of residential built.
And that's pricing out people with lower incomes.
We have an affordable housing project that just opened with 57 units that had 4,000 people apply.
Elliot Balch is president of the Downtown Fresno Partnership, a public-private initiative. Balch hopes that as more apartments are built, price pressures will abate, both in Fresno and in the surrounding areas of the San Joaquin Valley.
A future valley, which is healthier, more sustainable, inclusive, and economically dynamic place to live, is going to look more like downtown, and downtown's going to be more successful as part of that story. It has to be.
So you see this as a key to Fresno's future?
Yeah, and the valley's future.
In Fresno, California, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.